Let's head back in time now on a Country Breakfast summer. ABC Rural has been celebrating 70 plus years of continuous broadcasting through its Country Hour programs. Today, in our look back through the decades, we bring you the flavour and sound of radio in the 1970s with a special mashup of different Country Hours. Melanie Sim has trawled through the archives to bring you the mix. You might even remember some of the voices you're about to hear.
This will be the last Country Hour for the 1970s. Let's look back on the decade that's just about finished.
Good afternoon. Alan Humphreys with the ABC's Country Hour. And in today's programme, we'll be hearing news of a new breeding unit established at the University of New England and also a very handy device for moving grain.
Perhaps everyone at your place would like a big lump of fillet steak for the evening meal tonight. But you say you can't possibly afford it. Well, you have two alternatives. Perhaps going back to the old tradition of a meatless Friday, or how about this advice from the president of the Victorian Division of the Meat and Allied Trades Federation.
There's nothing nicer than a nice casserole dish which can be made from the cheaper cuts of four-quarter cuts of meat. So you don't have to be living on rump steak and fillet steak and T-bone steak to get in proper nutrients from meat.
You're listening to the ABC's Country Hour. It's 18 minutes past 12.
One of the first things that the United Dairy Farmers of Victoria did was to try and help overcome this gap by organising what they called a Dairy Sunday.
So every dairy farmer's having the opportunity to entertain a guest, show him around, tell him what the situation is, let the kids meet the cows, feed the calves, do what they like, and generally have a good day.
We'll move on to Flemington now, and with our report on the Sydney fruit market, here is Ben Moody.
It has been a poor trading week for most fruit, and many lots available have a suspect shelf life due to the recent heavy rains in the growing area.
Here with this week's stock market report is David Williams.
Throughout New South Wales this week, there were lighter pennings of fat cattle. With these lighter pennings, there have been an increase in price for prime
grade. Moving on to River Heights for New South Wales, Burrendung Dam water level at 350 metres 23, a rise of 1 centimetre. At Wellington, 2 metres 50, a ford of 6. The Darling at Wilcannia, 344, a ford of 3. At Menindee Town, 460 in stationary. And at Batundi, no report. That's simple.
At the beginning of the decade, things were quite different. Then, quotas on production were controlling the amount of grain that was being produced, and many farmers were being forced to virtually walk off their farms. John Henwood spoke to a Wimmera farmer's wife, who was, in 1970, in the process of leaving farming for good.
I'm very bitter, my husband too, because we've worked hard to get where we are today, and we went through the drought and we felt, well, we'll go on from here. But all of a sudden we get the wheat quotas and we're just not able to continue. If the government had given us some warning and we'd felt that it wasn't economical possible, well, we would have sold and got out with some security. But it's going to be terribly difficult, but we're prepared to do it.
In his outlook statement on the future of the meat industries, Mr. John Salt of the Bureau of Agricultural Economics said that the improvement evident in recent months in the beef industry will continue in the year ahead. However, he said, there is little indication of there being a dramatic upturn in sale yard prices. The reason he gives for the increased optimism is that the beef-producing countries around the world are now reporting lower levels of beef production. The United States of America, Japan and Canada have reasonably good prospects for higher economic growth in 1976.
You're listening to the ABC's Country Hour. It's 12:30.
The canned fruits industry, overproduction and this year lower payments to growers remain the big stumbling block. And the outlook is that marketing problems will persist for canning pears and peaches while production outstrips market outlets.
The amalgamation of the SPC Admona sales organisations with an invitation for every other canner to join that operation is the foundations of the one desk selling operation in Australia. Incidentally, that is designed for Australia and markets other than the United Kingdom.
Some farming news. The Minister for Health, Mr. Ralph Hunt, has announced new measures to be taken to control oriental fruit fly. Mr. Hunt was visiting the Northern Territory to examine the fruit fly position at first hand. He said that oriental fruit fly was now known to be widely dispersed. Well, that's just about it for today's Country Hour. Just a reminder about the...
That was a brief look at the 1970s. I wonder what the 80s will bring us.
And you'll have to be listening next week to find out what happens in the turbulent 1980s. Thanks to Melanie Sim for producing that special series celebrating 70 plus years of the Country Hour on ABC Radio.
From the founder of Apple to comedian Andy Samberg, from the head of Netflix to the man who built the World Wide Web, from the creators of the record-breaking podcast Serial to startups that are breaking ground right here in Australia. If you want to hear from the movers and the shakers, media, technology and culture around Australia and the globe, there is literally one show. It also happens to be the most literally named show. Download this show with me, Mark Fennell. Media, technology, culture. Find it on the RN website now or on the ABC Radio app.